And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray's out of the studio, but myself and Corey Sandin are going to have a great time talking fishing with Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double. We're going to be talking local fishing. We're talking offshore fishing and everything in between. You stay tuned. You're in for a great one. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The Memorial Day Sellathon is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That means for a limited time, you can get the best offers on a brand new Ford. That's California smart. Come in today and get an extra $1,000 retail trade assist on top of all current offers on some of the best-selling Ford vehicles. That's an extra $1,000. For your trade towards a 2018 Fusion, Edge, Flex, or Explorer. Plus the first ever EcoSport and even the legendary F-150 Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Get smart savings today with an extra $1,000 trade-in bonus on the perfect Ford car, truck, or SUV for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Don't miss out. This offer absolutely ends May 31st. Hurry to your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Fusion gas models only. Excludes Raptor. Requires trade-in if 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 5/31/2018. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Myself, Corey, hanging out this morning. Morning, Corey.
Good morning, Rick. Nice to be here.
Yeah, stoked to have you here, man. This is a fun time, and what a perfect time of year for us to get to BS with the dude sitting right next to us. It's springtime, things are happening, we get these flashes of good weather and good fishing, and the first thing we think about is just that good fishing in our backyard, an area that I know you like fishing so much.
Especially for what I like to fish, like you're saying, exactly. Real exciting.
Yeah, totally. Well, we're stoked to have Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double join us. Good morning, Fred.
Well, Rick.
We're sure pumped to have you here, buddy. Like I said, I know it's not easy for us to peel you off the water because you're always behind the wheel of that thing catching fish, but we sure appreciate you taking a couple hours to hang out with Corey and I and our audience and BS on some fishing with us.
Well, heck yeah. It's good to different talking fishing's easy, Rick.
It
you
is.
Know, it's fun that fun to come down and visit with you guys.
Well, we're stoked.
My pleasure.
We're stoked and some good fishing to talk about. You were telling Corey and I when before we kick the mics on here about how good this spring has been off to a roll and all these positive signs you've been seeing. Maybe kind of share what's been going on locally here in our waters for the Daily Double.
So we've had some calico bass shots. The water, it's kind of water dependent, bait dependent. We have anchovies. We have a better shot at it. We have clean water along the kelp. The kelp was really peeled back by the last 4 years of warm water.
Okay.
So, the one thing I always look forward to in the spring is like, okay, where's the canopy going to be this year? What rocks are covered? This year it's been more the kelp's growing out to rocks that have been uncovered.
Okay.
So it's always new. The ocean's, she's always changing and things are new and things are different. And it seems like you'll get different eddies of currents, and it's like, wow, here's something I hadn't fished before. And, we've seen bass already. We've seen good calicos in the kelp. Water got a little, it turned over this past week coming up on the full moon. We had a little upwelling on the end of the point. I always love fishing that shallow water at the end of the point. That was taken out of the game.
Okay. Corey, you got Corey shaking his head over there thinking about that same zone.
I'm trying to get him to be quiet about it. What do you mean? No, it's a fun zone. It is.
It really is. It's like I've fished that for so many years, and there's so many little nuances about it that I look forward to seeing it every spring.
Well, and it's that long ridge, for the listeners that don't understand, it's that long ridge from the lighthouse all the way to the Whistler buoy, basically. It's just a ridge. And
right.
And condition dependent. I mean, you can have it really good, like you're saying there. You can have it out to 90 foot of water in the
yes.
bull kelp. So it's kind of, you just line it up where the conditions are good,
Yeah, well, the thing, it's like a continuation of the point of the peninsula. And there's different angles depending on conditions. I mean,
cool.
You hear people say, oh, it's the conditions out to sea. Well, then you just get on the east side of it and fish it inside out. And it's like, wow, not only is it out to sea, but the wind's out of the south. Now I really got an angle on it to where I can drop my anchor and, have a shot at it. So
you talked about the kelp coming back, and it's something that a lot of us don't think about. That hot water that we've had and big surf, it's not ideal, for kelp production. And now you're saying, seeing kelp kind of coming back. As an operator and the guy going fishing, do you prefer the kelp coming out, which is now covering up some of those rocks because you got more kelp forest, or do you like it when it's a little thinner because some of that stuff is now more exposed? Do you just lick your chops and you take what you get? Like what's the feeling like as time rolls on?
I feel lucky I get to see the change and go out there day in, day and what's growing and what's not and it's seeing the change and Yeah.
It's what keeps it interesting every day.
Yeah.
Every day is different no matter what you got.
I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so,
just work with it, right?
Yeah, I like what's been given to me.
I mean, it's got to be nice to see some kelp coming back, though, because, like the calicos and, your local fishery is so dependent on that kind of, the locals wanting to fish that. But the kelp is the structure, and the calicos are so structure-oriented. If there isn't kelp, they hang on the rock, but if you can't get them close enough to the surface to chum them up, I mean, the kelp kind of...
Yeah,
it creates the ladder and kind of connects the whole thing for you.
Yeah, it does help facilitate them coming to the surface.
Totally.
Absolutely.
One of the total advantages that you have, with the Daily Double and the area that you fish is you have two very prolific, not just two, that's not fair to say, but you have two completely unique zones, both in down the beach towards Imperial Beach and then right around the corner in Point Loma. You have two great productive zones that you can kind of bounce off of and fish, and when condition is maybe not ideal in one, you've got yet another great area to go down to that could see something completely different and a really cool variety that you get to have while fishing on the double where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about that earlier where, the water kind of turned over on the point. along along Point Loma. But Imperial Beach yesterday, just 63, almost 64 degree water, substantially cleaner, and you know, got that heavy rock structure, and then some of the flats, and we had very fun fishing down the beach yesterday. Coronado Islands, it sounded like we had, you know, not quite as good of water as out there, but you know, there's a lot of different things going on that we haven't seen. You know, there's been good yellows at the islands, mixed grade. I was telling you, I talked to Steve this morning, and he was telling me small fish to fish up into the 20s in a lot of different areas. A lot of bait opportunities. You know, the ocean's really alive with different types of bait. The little no-see-em rockfish fry. Yeah. Steve was saying he's seen red crabs in areas, mackerel eating krill. Just a lot of fish food out there, and it's rolled all the way into the beach.
Speaking of fish food, another thing that we were talking about that you said provided some really good fishing was that great anchovy that was available for a time, and hopefully more coming. But it's just amazing seeing what that great bait can do to this local fishery, and I know you guys have had some really good bass fishing with it.
Yeah, we get anchovies in the mix, and that's always a game changer. Yeah. And, you know, I can never speak high enough about Everingham Brothers Bait Company. They do a good job of keeping us in bait. It, a little, you know, one thing I heard is kind of worrisome so far this year. It sounds like a lot of their bait's been caught up north. They have not made a lot of bait along the Silver Strand, which, you know, there's nothing nicer than when those guys are able to just pop out of the harbor, make a left turn, get on bait, and get back up. So we'll see what happens there.
That, you know, hearing that, Fred, kind of sparks a few things in my head, and working with the bait company. If there's good conditions down there for fishing, you know, barracuda, sand bass, that kind of thing, the bait's usually very tough down there. So that could be a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It could be a good thing. But
good for us, tough for buck.
But it, yeah, right, exactly. But then typically when you get like a good offshore, you know, yellowtail tuna kind of thing, it pushes the bait in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that it might be just kind of the cards laid out waiting to happen, you know?
A lot of pieces to the puzzle, huh, Corey?
Yeah, right. I mean, if they're not on that beach and they're backed off, it's usually things are yet to happen, you know?
Corey, you spent so much time with the, you know, with the bait company there. Did you always see guys like Fred just licking his chops when you knew a load of anchovy was coming in? Like...
Yeah, yeah, and I know the other end of it, too. So it's kind of, you know, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
And some of the guys that work there do, too. So they understand the importance of anchovy, not only for local fishing, but sometimes, depending on what kind of tuna you have, what kind of offshore action. Sometimes the yellows spark better to that. And I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. A 14-inch calico could eat probably 20 little 3 to 4 inch anchovies that are chummed,
sure,
versus probably 1 or 2 7-inch sardine. You know, by the second one, he's burping scales.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, two years ago, boy, we had just the cutest little mid-sized sardines and the 14-inch bass. It was just the perfect bait.
Keep them super fired up, but
yeah, and you know it's. It's you never know what hand you're going to get dealt.
No, that's pretty cool, yeah. But
yeah.
But to work with, I remember as a young guy fishing on the Daily Double, being in high school and right out of high school and fishing on the Daily Double, and some of the best times were when there were 3 to 4 inch anchovies, a mix of tomcod and little pompano
and
queenfish mixed in. You know, the brown bait.
Yeah, that's, boy, they make. When that comes up tight from the beach, that is really interesting. You know, I kind of show my age a little bit. When I first started working on that boat, I can remember having this bait fish in my hand and saying, "Wow, what is that?" And this old timer says, "Well, that's a sardine, Sonny. That's all we used to ever fish with."
Yeah.
And you know, you talk about cycles of bait fish and how things change, you know, there were not sardines when I was a kid,
right?
And there was a period there where anchovies were it. That's all we saw.
Yeah.
The boats fishing the Coronado Islands, they leave at 2 at night. They go jig mackerel for bait.
And you're right on target. I mean, I remember being young, and I remember when that happened, that the transition between straight anchovy and the sardine mix, it was a killer on the bass fishery, because we could go out on a skiff, and it was all 3 to 5 pound bass, where before.
Yeah. Well, I can remember one of the first times I was really, this is all we have is these big sardines and these big bohong sardines.
What are we going to do with this?
Yeah, boy, this is misery. We're never going to do anything with it. Oh, my goodness, the bass fishing we had that day. It's like, hang on, boys and girls.
And talking about changes, like you were talking about earlier, Fred, is seeing that, like, the post-El Nino and the kelp coming back and the health of the ocean and the biomass coming back with the krill and mackerel around. It's kind of all part of the game with good changes.
You know, the ocean's always changing. Yep. And, you know, the people that say, oh, well, we're missing this, or there's not enough of that, or just give it time. It'll come back.
It always does. Well, speaking of change and cool change, you changed up the run of the Daily Double. It's been a couple of years now, and I think it was the coolest move. A unique time that the double goes fishing. So maybe tell our listeners that aren't familiar the slightly unconventional and how, in my opinion, how much it greatly benefits the angler on what you're doing and what times you get to go fishing on the double.
So this is our second season of really going full time in it. We had been doing it in the wintertime, and now we're hanging on to it year-round. Our daily run every day, the boat scheduled to run is 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. So nice midday, half-day trip.
Easy to get down. You get back still in plenty of time to beat the traffic coming home, but you're not stressing early or late.
Absolutely. And, you know, the people from out of town like it. And it's just a different, nice time slot, catch the middle of the day. And then the second trip we do, we leave at 3 in the afternoon, and we get back at 8:30 in the evening. And that trip, I tell you, it's just so peaceful at the end of the day.
Totally.
I'm rolling out there. I'm seeing the other boats, and shortly after getting anchored up, everybody goes home.
That's the kicker.
And
exactly.
I've got the whole place to myself.
Yep.
And I'm so in love with the fact that, really? All right.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you guys all work together. You get condition checks, which benefits those guys, too. I mean, it's beneficial all the way around, but especially to your guys fishing. You get the whole place to yourself. You know?
Well, here's the thing. They get first crack at it in the morning. They help me as I roll out.
Sure.
They say, hey, Fred, this is what we've seen.
This is where the current's at.
2 hours in front of you. And then when they come back out in the afternoon, I give them the same rundown.
Totally.
So they're not going out in the dark. And, you know, it's like somebody's always watching the shop.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Somebody knows what's going on. And, you know, it's win-win.
Yeah.
It's win-win. We're not all vying for the same time slot.
Sure.
You know, there used to be three boats running the same schedule. And, you know, it's like, let's step away from this. Let's do something different.
And a great time, too. Like, that afternoon, evening on the water is just that's the...
The prime time.
That is the prime time.
And with the summertime, I mean, you're in basically, like right now, the days are still getting longer. You're still coming in right at dark, kind of.
Well, so last night, you know, we're down in IB, so it's a little further from the dock. I had to leave, and it's like, wait,
it's still light.
Yeah, the sun hasn't even set yet. I want to keep fishing.
That's cool. That's very cool. So that's obviously the run on the Daily Double, which is your bread and butter and always the thing we think about with Fred. But that's not the only program. You and your partner, Steve Peterson, are involved in three boats, all at Point Loma Sport Fishing, kind of handling all of the local fishing. So in addition to the Daily Double, when you take that hat off, tell us about the other operations.
So when Steve and I first bought the boats 14 years ago, we had the Daily Double and the Point Loma. Mm-hmm. And the Point Loma, Steve was running, and we kind of outgrew it, so we needed to buy Steve a bigger boat because his fan customer base was so big, so we bought the Mission Bell.
Such a great boat.
Yes.
I love that boat.
It is. It's pretty solid. Steve's done such a good job of getting it up to speed, too. I mean, all the comforts are there, fish holding, you know, all the new bait tank. So we have the Point Loma servicing a local three-quarter day run, 6:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Those trips are going to get started full speed starting this coming weekend.
Which is another really cool option. Lots of time on the water, focusing on our local fishing zone.
Yes. We found that, you know, the three-quarter day fleet, those guys, and I'm not afraid to mention our competition.
It all work together.
Booger on the San Diego, Taro on the Liberty, Steve on the Mission Bell. Those guys run such a fast game. And you talk about a bunch of fish killing.
Oh, man.
Here we go. And they whether they're offshore or running around the islands banging with their sonar, it's go, 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 go,
yeah,
go.
High intensity.
And it's not necessarily for everybody. There's guys that want to go three-quarter day fishing, and it's like, you know, let's anchor up and fish. And it's like that clientele kind of got forgot about. Traditional three-quarter day trip used to be, you know, to the local kelp beds.
Hey, growing up, that's what it was, yeah. Fred. I mean,
absolutely.
And we loved it because you could actually fish through a part of the day where you're doing now on the half day, you know, that middle part of the day.
Not anybody there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We got to stay there. I mean, you're kind of doing it on the half day. But to have a local run like that, it's something that we haven't seen in our local area for a long time, really, on a consistent basis.
We did it last year, and you know, we continue it into the fall more, and at some point we kind of tell ourselves we should be doing it year round. We'll see, but it's starting up.
Yeah.
And we got a good captain, Chad Slager, solid, young guy. He worked with me yesterday on the double, and he's so full of energy. He's a good guy. He's fishy, and you know, we feel real fortunate to have him in our stall. And then of course the Mission Bell, they're calling them full days now.
Which is fair to say because of the amount of time that you know, like yeah. it is a full day on the water.
I've been saying it forever.
Right?
You know, it's 12 hours and yeah, it's a full day. So I'm glad that the landings, the fleet has kind of recognized it.
Embraced it.
Yeah, embrace it. Yes, please. Thank you.
Well, that's cool. Well, as you can hear, we've just got a great day and so much to talk about with Fred. I mean, just everything from the half day to the three quarter to the full day and everything in between, and so much local knowledge between he and Corey, the number of hours spent at the local Point Loma kelp beds. This is an awesome opportunity and a great opportunity for you to call. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. There are two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. We have just one of those still available. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or call us toll-free. We also have a toll-free line still open. That one is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Corey, talk to Fred, have some fun with us, we are also giving away some unreal prizes. And thank you so much to Fred and to Steve as well. We're going to have three lucky callers at the end of the show today, and each one of you is going to get an opportunity to go fishing on one of Fred's great boats. One lucky caller is going fishing with Fred on the Daily Double. Another lucky caller is going three-quarter day fishing on the Point Loma. And yet a third lucky caller is going fishing for a full-day trip on the Bell. How about that? And, Fred, man, thank you so much. What a cool opportunity for all of our guys to get to go fishing on all of your fantastic boats. And we are pumped, man. That's awesome.
My pleasure, Rick.
Well, again, if you want to get your shot at winning those great trips, as well as your opportunity to talk to the man, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Find himself a woman that...
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Welcome back here. Phones are absolutely packing up. We have one line still open. It's our toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That is your opportunity to get through. And Pete kind of, I don't even know if he was supposed to or not, but he mentioned it yesterday, and we twisted arm enough, and we are giving it away again. In addition to those great three trips we're offering on Fred's, all of Fred's great boats, we're also giving away another three prizes to the upcoming CCA Cal Casino Night from Dana War Sport Fishing, and that's going to benefit CCA Cal for the Orange County chapter. Again, it's a very, very fun event. Dana War Sport Fishing presents the Casino Night. It's at the Shimano headquarters, so it's a very fun place to get to have the Casino Night. It's on June the 2nd from 4 to 8. They've got all kinds of cool opportunities. There's going to be 10 blackjack tables, craps tables, roulette tables, slot machine. They have awesome beer and food tasting. There'll be music and games. It's a really, really fun event. It's only $60 per person, or you can get an entire table for 10 people. Your food and drink are included in the ticket price. It's just a really, really fun event. You can check out Casino Night, CCAOC, on the web for more information on that. But again, a very fun night for all those. But we're going to be giving away three pairs of tickets. So if you want to go, just let Adam know when you call in. Hey, I'm in. I want to be a part of that. Adam will get your address, and we're going to get you on the list. But a very fun event. Again, June the 2nd from 4 to 8, Casino Night, all proceeds benefiting the CCA Orange County chapter, and you're going to be at Shimano headquarters.
And what a cool deal, right? Totally, right? And, you know, a lot of the industry's there, and if you've never got to check out the headquarters of Shimano, what a better deal. $60 supporting a good CCA deal, and...
I couldn't agree more. And you get a freebie. Just call in now. Let Adam know you want to go. So it's going to be fun. I don't even know if we're supposed to do it or not, but we're doing it anyway. So it's on.
Can I call?
Yeah, right, man. 858-457-1090. That is the only number. Well, it was. It's full now. But that's the only number. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Corey, why don't we jump into the phone?
Let's do it, Rick. And as we do it, Doug from Montebello has a question. And good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, for Fred. Is it legal for you to fish right at the bait receiver just tied up? Because if the weather is really bad on the outside, you could fish right there with your boat.
You know, it's kind of up to the guys on the bait crew. They let us do it occasionally because we're pretty good customers. But your average guy, I don't think they really let them stay there for any considerable amount of time. Now, that property they're on, that's Navy property. And so part of the posture that happens there is how's the Navy feeling about
sure.
it. And there's been times when it's like, go in and get your bait and get out. Here recently... I can say in the last month, there's been guys floating around and fishing that area, tied to the bait receivers, not so much.
I know that you guys have both spent a lot of time on those barges. And, I mean, it's been a thing forever. Guy dropped down while you guys are loading bait. I'm very curious to know what's maybe some of the more spectacular catches that maybe stick out in your mind, Fred, when you were just trying to load some bait and watch the guy catch a fish. And Corey, I'd have the same question to you.
Right.
So... I've seen limits of bass come from the bait receivers.
Like right now, like full speed.
Yeah,
no
you can't make it to the bottom with a plastic or a structure spoon. I remember one time, I think it was a Dan Hernandez show, but it was a kid's trip that was being filmed, and you know, we basically smashed pretty close to limits of sand bass at the receivers, which, you know, for a group of kids, you know, perfect.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's kind of crazy. You know, I remember in the 90s, talking about crazy catches at the receivers, I remember salmon coming through.
Come on.
Seriously, yeah. There were runs of silvers coming through. And
while on the barge.
Seriously,
while
on
cool.
the barge. And there was a lot of them around the jetty, around the schools of anchovies. So it was kind of...
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of unusual.
To the point where you knew you were going to have a shot at catching one.
Absolutely.
Like when I go to work on Tuesday, I'm probably going to catch a salmon.
Like 8 to 12 pounders.
Oh, you know? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's way cool.
You know, the channel being, you know, controlled at 43 feet or deeper, and then the deepest part of that bay is right there at Ballast Point. It's 70 feet.
Yeah.
And then it comes in, you know, the next shallow is in there with boxes full of food. It's
but for Doug, who's to say being a half day customer and or three quarter day and being tied up and loading up bait, I mean, that's sometimes some very good fishing for that 15, you know, 10 to 20 minute period.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of fun.
And then the other thing, you know, over the years, pulling in as the boats are unloading.
Oh, it can be dynamite. Yeah,
that can be pretty spectacular too, especially if it's anchovies. You know,
cool.
You know, thinking back over the years, more things happen unloading anchovies than sardines. But
right,
that's cool. Hey, Doug, great question. Appreciate it very much. Like I say, it's all up to the Navy, and they allow us to fish, and we're stoked about it. And I think the guys on the receiver have always been the most accommodating ever. Like the guys that work for Everingham Brothers, they're fishermen, period. And oftentimes, as long as you're not impeding their ability to do their job, they're usually fine with it. And they're always courteous when they do. You know, I've seen plenty of guys fishing, and, you know, the guys will casually walk down and bring the skiff over. Hey, guys, you know, we got long-range boats coming to load up their bait. We'll need you to get on the other side or give us a break for an hour and come on back and fish afterwards.
But I've seen where the Navy will kick a private boater out
sure.
if they're even, you know, within 100 yards of the receivers. So it's kind of, you know.
Sure. Securities are security.
Got to roll with it.
That's it, man. You got it. Well, speaking of rolling with it, we're going to roll down to one of my most favorite places in the whole world. And I'm so excited because next week I get to head on down to my most favorite place. And that's Rancho Leonero. We got John Ireland on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Corey. Brad.
John, we're Always excited to hear your report. Always excited to hear about the East Cape, but extra excited now knowing next week the myself and the whole fam and are rolling down to the ranch, and we just can't wait, buddy.
Well, your timing's good. I had a tough time getting through you guys. I knew this was an important report, is you guys coming down next week, and we're actually out here on the water. We're south of the lighthouse now, and picking up yellowfin. It's been real. It's been quite a week. It really has. We've we had schools of porpoise outside right through the midweek, holding nice tuna. The yellowfin average fish, I'd say 20, biggest 40. Everybody limiting going out there 45 miles off, but everybody's rolling out and getting them on a regular basis. And then inside, the grotto showed back up. We had a nice 45 pounder and three or four in the 40s, all nice big bulls, and they become regular, get off the lighthouse. And wahoo. We've had two or three wahoo per day come to the cleaning table.
Wow.
You know, we're sending out 10 to 15 boats, keep in mind. But everybody's fishing, you know, they're just direct tie into the mono for the yellowfin. And we've got real good bait, by the way, great big sardine. And so they're using those and just direct tying, and the wahoo are just running through those. They're boinking off right and left.
May seems early for wahoo. Is that the case, John? I mean, do we just have a good early season, or is this is this kind of the norm?
My most common question, you know, when are the wahoo going to be around? And it's when they're around.
Yeah.
It's a year-round bite. And when they come in, normally they're quality fish. You know, we don't get the schoolers, you know. Everyone who classes this week is over 50 pounds. You know, they run 50 to 70 mostly, yeah. And when one around, there's lots of others. So you can depend on them being around. I'm sure next week, well, we haven't had the giant rooster show up yet. I'd say my average is about 30 pounds right now. A lot of guys, but, you know, the pressure's been on the tuna for sure. Everybody's been going after them in the Dorado. They've been catching some big ones off just north of the park boundary. And big fish coming out of the park, big solitary tuna, and there are a couple of 60-pounders yesterday on sardine, you know, right just north of the con. And down at the park. So, good fishing.
Wow, that's great, John. Sounds like a great report. And boy, that's just about all categories firing. Well, we're certainly excited. We got our big group coming down for the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament. We can't wait. And sounds like our guys are going to have their hands full of some pretty good fishing.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of points this year. It's going to be fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, John.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
It was tough getting through this time, I'm telling you, out here.
Well, you did a great job, and I think it was probably more tough because you're too busy fishing and catching fish than it was reception. But we really appreciate you making the effort, because we're really excited. And if somebody wants to come join us last minute, I know there's, it's very, very busy. This is a prime time of year to come down to the ranch. But somebody wants to join us, or better yet, just get in when their dates are appropriate for them. How do we come fishing with you at Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Teresa. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Great job.
Thanks, Rick. And like, it's a tough life here. Nobody's feeling sorry for me out there doing my report on the water. We're looking forward to the big one. By the way, we got a great big pompano. It must have been 11-pounder.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Giant. Awesome. Well, John, a great job. Appreciate your report from the water. We sure appreciate that. And we can't wait to see you next week at the ranch.
You sure will, Rick. I just look forward to seeing you guys. Thanks much.
Thanks, amigo. Appreciate that very much. Oh, man, that's good living right there.
Exciting stuff. And perfect timing for the show going down.
Could be good times.
I was waiting for him to get bit.
No doubt.
Felt like he had a rod in one hand and the phone in the other.
Well, speaking of good fishing down the Baja, we're going to continue that along. We're going to talk to Jeff Mariani, calling us live from Cedro's Tackle right now. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, you guys. Just didn't want to take too much of your time. Yellows are wide open. We got 20 in the bag. We just pulled our biggest one on board.
Oh, my gosh.
34 pounds. All on jigs, dude. 34 pounds, all on the flat fall. We're loving life out here in 140 feet. The screen is completely warmed up, and we might be 3/4 mile from the harbor today.
Well.
Good times, man. Just want to let you guys know.
Well, Jeff,
great.
We definitely enjoyed hearing your report yesterday of the craziness, and it sounds like things have only gotten better.
Yeah, it's just absolutely ridiculous fishing. Yesterday, we came in, we had a nice breakfast, kind of hung around the house. Chris Minnick and I went out at 3:00 in the afternoon, went just north of town to fish for calicos, didn't catch one. But we both hooked hog yellowtail in 5 feet of water, you guys. Chris's was 31 pounds.
That is
5 feet
awesome.
Of water on the SP Minnow. So,
Wow. Yeah,
anyone coming to Cedros this year, you're going to be blessed. Well, it's fantastic. We have great weather again today, and I just don't know what's going on. I'm losing my mind.
Jeff, you can certainly hear the excitement in your voice and obviously some great fishing. And I know that the operation that you run is small and there's not a lot of opportunities, but do you have any space for guys to get to come fishing, you know, this upcoming season?
Yeah, there's still a couple spots. I had a call yesterday after we spoke. Somebody wanted to come down in September, so there's still – I got a couple spots. I'll be home Wednesday, but definitely if you feel like coming down, give me a call at 760-412-2507 or look us up on the website, cedroskayakfishing.com.
All right, buddy.
Come down here and get some of this good action.
You better get your butt back to it, man. We can hear it in your voice. You got yellows to deal with, not
every
us.
Every boat around me, Rick, is bent. Every single guy around me is bent. This is insane.
That's awesome, Jeff.
Have a great day, you guys.
Jeff Mariani from Cedros Tackle, Cedros Kayak Fishing. Appreciate it very much, buddy.
All right, later.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A big block of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business on the back.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You've seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks, on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com and give one of their top experts a call for prices and more information. JohnsonHicksMarine.com.
All right, it is time. The San Diego International Boat Show is on its way to San Diego. Over 140 boats, from entry-level family cruisers up to personal watercraft, sailboats, kayaks, paddle boards, and even 80-foot-plus super yachts. It's the unbelievable in-the-water and dry land display from the San Diego International Boat Show. They've got their great tiki bar, the Anchor's Nails beer garden, live music and entertainment, seminars. You'll find a wide range of new products and services that make operating a big boat more enjoyable. It's June 7th through the 10th at Spanish Landing Park East, Harbor Island. It's right across from the San Diego International Airport. It's Thursday through Friday, noon to 7. On Saturday from 10 to 7, and then from Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission's only $15. Kids 12 and under are free. There's always discounts for active U.S. military personnel. What's more San Diego than being on the water in America's finest city? For more information, to purchase tickets, go online at sandiegoboatshow.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or Snap INS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're talking about this great bass fishing. Boy, so many good options, Corey. If a guy were going right now, fishing with Fred, wanting a great bass outfit for throwing a lead head and an MC swim bait, you got a favorite?
Or even a sardine or an anchovy.
Sure, sure.
I'd pick the 300 Tranks for sure. I mean, that'd get it done.
Smooth, comfortable. I know you see gear of all types out there, Fred, and what a fantastic opportunity and a platform that Tranks 300. It's smooth, good casting, good free spool. And the thing about fishing locally on the Daily Double, you might be fly lining and catching a calico bass on one cast and then having your hands full of a yellow or a sea bass or whatever else on the next. So important to have a reel that's small enough to fly line a bait but handle a trophy should it come your way.
Absolutely. And the rods that they're building, I'm pretty impressed by them too. It's a good combo, those Terramar rods.
Great point.
Yeah, matched up with, you know, a good trigger stick rod, matched up with the level wines.
Inexpensive, strong, great components. It's a complete package for sure. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. For more info, check out Shimano.com.
Penn Reels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Penn Reels for long-range anglers. The Penn Fathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura drag washers. The redesigned Penn International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, if you want to get through, been a very busy morning, 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or our toll-free number, that's 877-792-1090. Again, if you want to get through, we have a couple of the tickets left for that CCA Casino night. Adam said one of them's already been gobbled up, but two more are still available. So, again, if you want to go to that great SAC Casino night June the 2nd, just let Adam know, and you got tickets coming your way. And, Corey, it's time for the Catch Report.
Let's do it, Rick. And the Catch Report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. And sorry, Rick. I mean, yeah. You got to bear with me here. But Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets a standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening, and it should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook your go-to hook. It has a strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put the fish on the deck. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at your local favorite tackle shop. And thanks for bearing with me.
No, get out of here. That's a good call. You know what made that Nautilus circle hook famous was your halibut fishing down in IB. That was the thing that, at least, you know, we noticed it in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, that hook was always very popular. It's a very good circle hook. It's a medium gauge wire. It's not so heavy that it weighs your bait down. It's not so light that you're worried about the thing.
A lighter wire, though.
But when the Point Loma was having that great halibut fishing, that was the hook that was so sought after. It was a great hook that you could fish a Chovy or a Dean on. But it just became the, you don't need to do anything, just wind it on. And, you know, Captain Ron made that thing so famous for us. And that, it's a great hook for halibut fishing. And, you know, I would say the Point Loma was the thing that really made that hook turn the corner, at least for us, selling hooks at the tackle store.
That was quite a season he had. And the craziest thing about halibut fishing is letting them hook themselves. And that's what a circle hook's all about.
Yeah, totally. That's a very good call. Well, hey, I agree. It's time for the Catch Report. Let's start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Good stuff in there this morning, man.
All good here, man. What's going on up at Dana Wharf?
Well, you know, these past few weeks, kind of, they seem to be running together. You know, we've been seeing the same story week after week. You know, I'm going to start off closer to home here on our half-day stuff. You know, we've been fishing the different kelp lines and some different hard-bottom spots. You know, I'd say this week we saw some good surface action on the calico bass until the wind got us on Friday, you know. But prior to, you know, we had some days of good conditions, some pretty decent water temps, a little bit of current, and we were able to capitalize on that with some great surface action on the calico bass. You know, we just got a great load of anchovy in our receivers, and, you know, we all know what that can do for the bass fishing and the kelp. So just like you guys were talking about at the break there, the bright setups to bring right now, it's like an 8-foot bass medium action rod and a 300 size reel loaded with 12 to 15 pound line and a pocket full of quarter ounce egg sinkers. You should do just fine catching some of these calico bass on one of these half day trips. So a little bit of sheep head action, some sculpin and some stuff like that kind of in the mix on those half days too. Our three-quarter day trips, you know, we have been splitting some time now between the rockfish and that same bass fishing along the beach. Now that rockfish out deep, you know, continues to be a day-to-day type deal. You know, same song and dance with the red crab, although I'll say maybe a little bit less out there this week deep than we have seen in the weeks past. But again, the anchovy was a key factor, helped us, you know, get a couple nice fish down there on the drop of loop baits and stuff like that. So we've seen a bit better action and a little bit better quality than we did the first part of the week. Fury, he was over at Clemente again yesterday. That island's been a little tricky the last few days too. So he, you know, got his usual rockfish, whitefish, and some palatal bass in his counts. But the rockfish just hasn't quite been what it has been, or at least it wasn't here this last week as it has been the last couple. And then, you know, that's pretty much it for us. We're clicking up here, man. Full schedule. We got twilights out every night during the week. We've got half days, three quarters, a whole program. So, guys want to hop on a trip, certainly reservations are a good call. And we'll urge you guys, use the same discount code, DW47. Okay, we're celebrating that 47 years in the harbor. We're giving your listeners 47% off a half or a three-quarter day trip. So, book online. Use that code, DW47. And, hey, if you guys want to scoop up a gift card and load it up with some discounts using that same code, it'll totally work. So go online, load it up, and come on out on the trip with us. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danaworth.com.
Great call. Very, very good information. We appreciate that, Willie. And, again, we have one pair of tickets left. We're giving away to the SAC Casino Night, sponsored by Dana War Sport Fishing. They're going to be a very fun night, June the 2nd, coming up. So one pair left. If somebody wants to gobble up those last tickets, just let Adam know, and that's going to be a fun one for sure.
We're looking forward to it. Yeah, June 2nd, 4 to 8, Shimano headquarters. Come on up, play some cards and some cool prizes. You know, going through the raffle list, there's some pretty sweet stuff. So come have some food. You know, Harbor Grill's providing some great food, and it'll be a good time.
No doubt, man. Well, great job, great report. Glad to hear there's some good fishing, good bait, and good things going on at Dana Wharf. Willie, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys, for the time. We'll see you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Now let's hit the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Rock Cod and guests. How's it going?
We're doing great, buddy. Wanting to know how the fishing's going.
You know, it's pretty darn good. You know, we're dealing with that south wind. I think everyone's had enough of that, but I think we're pretty close to the end of it here. A little hiccup this weekend with a swell, but steady improvements in all fronts. And when we get that weather, it's really going to go. Lots of south wind, like I said, and then the swell this weekend. But good sign overall. The croaker species, we're on the bite. We got a full moon coming up, and, you know, here we are in May, and that's usually the first sign of those croakers. Some nice spot fin to 4 pounds reported this week. The Corbina made their best showing this week with several fish taken, and the halibut bite continues strong. It's been a very good spring for the halibut. Starting up in Malibu, Wiley's reported a good mixed bag fishing on the reach beaches. Anglers are throwing small 4-inch anchovy pattern swim bait. They're tipping it with a little piece of squid, which isn't a bad deal this time of year. And they're catching calico bass, yelping croaker, cabazon, and juvenile white sea bass, and then over the sand patches taking a few halibut. White sands was probably the best spot up there for barred perch, with guys reporting limits on fish to a pound and a half. Just Fishing in Redondo reported the first Corbina catches of the season. Several fish reported taken this week. The sand crabs are starting to show. The smallest fish was a pound and a half, and they posted a 4-pounder too right off the bat. A nice one. Big Fish reported excellent halibut fishing all along the stretch there. Of course, that Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach has been steady eddy all spring. But now several legal fish were also taken at that Bolsa Chica Inlet and then Huntington Cliffs area. Flash minnows, X-Raps, white has been a real strong color up there, fish to 32 inches. Hogan's and Dana Point reported lots of halibut in Capel Bay and below Cotton's Beach there. White fluke baits have been the hot ticket there. Lots of fish in that 18 to 28 inch range. Some juvenile white sea bass in the mix. Pacific Coast reported the lagoon halibut bite is picking up. Several legal fish reported a 12 pounder was checked in yesterday, taking on a chartreuse and white swim bait. Some guys are doing that extra duty, getting live smelt and getting a legal fish that way. And then finally, Blue Water reported good halibut action in the lagoon at the river mouth. Legal fish to 31 inches this week, and then several quality Corbina on the bite this week. Lots of sand crabs showing, so that's ready to go. And then just for a cherry on top, an 8-pound striped bass taken off Del Mar on a live smelt. So despite the less than ideal conditions, Rock Cod, the guys are going out there and having some pretty darn good spring fishing.
Dude, no doubt, man. This is the time of year when the change happens, and it's clearly happening in the surf zone. That's a great report, Gundy.
Yep. pretty darn good. And I think with the weather report for next week, we've got a full moon going here, so we're going to see more big spot fin. It's time to sharpen the hooks.
I dig it, Gundy. Great job, as always. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, great show, guys.
All right, appreciate it, Gundy. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report.
And today, Rick, it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surf Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, Android device. Just download it. Download the latest chart before you leave, and the information's right in your hand. Check Terrafin.com for more information. What a cool deal to have.
No doubt. I got on to that Terrafin Mobile last year, and I know it's something that they've been doing for a long time before that, but I'm, like all of us, I'm lazy, not broke, don't fix it, don't deal with it ever, and got on to that last year out of necessity when we had we were getting the new electronics on the boat, and I got an iPad, you know, at home, and you can, it's a really cool thing. You can download the chart for that morning on your iPad. You turn the cellular data off on your iPad, but the GPS still works, and there's a GPS on it, and you can literally watch your, almost like a chart plotter, you can watch your boat on the temperature chart as you're chugging along, and you know, obviously it's not real time, but I mean the photo.
But it's from the most current.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hours before that, and you can literally watch your boat passing into the warm water and cold water. It's such a cool feature. It's no extra money. It's just all included in your Terrafin subscription. If you fish offshore, you'd be crazy not to have Terrafin.
And I can't imagine a better, like post El Nino, better time to have it. I mean, really.
Such a good call. Yeah, totally. Totally. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Fred. Corey, why don't we jump back into him?
Well, let's do that. And Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Good job, Corey. Hang in there.
That's great.
You know, practice makes perfect, buddy.
Oh, it's nothing but good times. Yeah, I appreciate you bearing with me, Don.
All right. Hey, great info on Cedros about the wide open yellow, because that falls right into my question for you, Corey. I'm heading down to Cedros mid-June, and I wanted to pick your brain on what kind of plastics I should be taking.
Well, I mean, Rick could probably help out too, and Fred, but I mean, if they're having the kind of year like Jeff was describing, and the yellowtail fishing's Richter, calico fishing kind of takes a back seat, really, unless you have a couple guys in your boat that want to do the same thing. But with the kelp coming back a little bit, even minimal, I think the shallows are going to be really good.
Okay.
And fishing that real shallow, where you can literally take your weedless bait, and we've done it, and hit the rock, your lure hits the water and your bit, and that kind of thing. You can't really do it with anything else. You know, I guess you could do it with an iron, but you're banging it, you know, on the rock with a treble hook, but it's just a great way of doing it, you know, through the shallows and that ragweed, the feather boa kelp, and even as warm as the water gets and the macrostysis, the regular kelp backs off, that feather boa will still be in the shallows and your weedless bait will still be a contender.
When you say weedless, you mean your weedless style baits that have the weighted hook, not a traditional lead head with a weed guard.
That's correct. Yeah, the weighted swim bait hooks rigged up to like the 7-inch bait there, Don.
Yep.
And
okay.
It's a moneymaker. You know, they're real durable. They last long. But you heard Jeff. I mean, they're conking the yellows and a couple of the calicos, even the yellows and the shallows. I mean, some of the skiff trips, we had some phenomenal fish up to 50 pounds, if you can imagine, grabbing your gear. And we saw them larger, but like in the mid-50s, those were the biggest that I had seen landed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. it's 7 or 8 inch, the big weedless swim bait that you make. That I think you really made that style of fishing famous for us. But I know now you make several size varieties of that style of lure. Is that 8-inch or 7-inch you called it, is that still the best one for down there?
I know exactly what you're getting at, Rick. And there's like the swimmers, which have the fins, and they're semi, you know, anatomically correct looking. And I think the most durable, the most functional for you, John, or Don, where you're spending $3.95 on a 7-inch lure that's going to last you probably for the day, if not at least, you know, for a dozen fish. But that is probably your best bet. Okay. And they're most durable. They have the thickest part in the tail. And you know, there's some other cool ones, more freshwater oriented and a little more money. But, the, dude, for $395, you're not going to beat it, Don.
You'll buy a couple, you know.
Take a dozen of them with you.
Half a dozen of baits, you're going to be good for the trip.
I think the funnest thing about those, my oldest son, Philip, kind of introduced me to those.
Yeah.
And he just gets so caught up in the visual part of it.
That's absolutely.
And that's the thing about that bait that's so much fun. You know, we get so caught up in, you know, catching fish on the surface iron or you know, that.
Which is visual.
Yeah, yeah. And that bait right there, you know, pulling it over the kelp, it's so visual. I think of standing on the bait tank, chumming and watching everything that's going around and watching that bait get bit.
I mean, demolished.
Yeah, it's like you might not catch a fish every cast like you might on something else, but the visual aspect of it, you know, we're like kids in candy store. When we see it happen, there's something that makes it that much more special.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And with Don going down to Cedros, and Don, what I described with hitting the rock and letting it hit the water, and that's just the beginning of the paint. You're just grabbing the paintbrush to paint the picture. I mean, that's the beauty of the whole thing. You'll have the time of your life, I'm telling you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Don, appreciate the phone call very much. Have a blast in Cedros, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate the phone call. When you turned us on to that, like, it was like the transition from the slug to the big weedless swim bait. And in addition to all the, this is awesome, and it's a big fish lure, and it's, you know, it's cool to see, and you can cast it anywhere, the coolest thing about it is you're chucking a lure that is a great for getting a big bite from a really big calico bass, but it doesn't eliminate the action that you would get. You know, it seems like with the slug, you're
targeting
solely
much
targeting
larger
giant
fish.
Giant ones.
Yeah.
And the problem with trophy hunting is, you know, is it's trophy hunting. There's a lot lesser action that you see. You will catch a 12-inch calico bass on that big weedless,
yeah,
the same as you'll catch a 12-pounder. You know, I mean, it just, everything will bite that lure. And I think it is what changed calico bass fishing for most of us.
Yeah, that's cool, Rick. I mean, that's the fun part of it. And growing up, you know, my high school and before that was fishing the half-day boats like the Daily Double and our local half-day. And that's really where a lot of my passion.
And a root beer scampi?
Yeah, there it is. Root beer scampi, you know. And I give a lot of it, too. I wanted to mention there's Skip Fry, the local, you know, surfer legend. His brother, Mike Fry, would take me fishing and take me on the new Seaford Twilight or the Daily Double. And just kind of cool. Local, you know, the local part of it has all came together to what EMC Swim Baits is today. And a lot of it's due to Fred, too. So that's cool.
That's cool, man. I dig it. Hey, I want to remind you, summer's almost here. It's a great time to get down to the beach and get some good surf fishing in. We heard that great report from Gundy. Visit surffishtackle.com to find all the gear that you need to catch big fish at the beach. Enter the code SUMMER18, 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 and receive free shipping on all orders through the month of May. Great opportunity. And when we come back, we got another full hour of your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. and Saturday, June 2nd, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Pete Gray and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecon in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 2nd for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Memorial Day Sellathon is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Come in today and lease a brand new 2018 Escape for just $219 a month plus tax with zero down, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit. All you pay at signing is tax, title, and license. That's zero down, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit after a $6,650 bonus from Ford on a 2018 Escape, only for a limited time. But hurry, the Memorial Day Sellathon ends May 31st. Go to buyfordnow.com, then visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Cash due at signing is after 3,800 RCO customer cash, 2450 Memorial Day enhancement, and 400 first month's payment. Includes equipment group 200A. Not all buyers will qualify for 36-month Ford credit red carpet lease. Payments may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Lessee responsible for excess wear and mileage over 31,500 miles at 15 cents per mile. Offer ends 5/31/2018.
Hi everybody, it's springtime and summer's on its way, and now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how where to fish off them, and most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld, or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.